We return now to our series, Working Late. It's about older workers and why many are postponing retirement. Over the past few decades, the percentage of Americans working past the age of 65 has doubled, and with more baby boomers reaching 65, those numbers will grow. One field has long been associated with people working into their later years, that's politics. Chances are you can name at least a couple of U.S. senators who've worked into their 80s or 90s. Today's installment of Working Late is our business bottom line. A look at the career of a state senator showing no signs of slowing down at the age of 85. Wisconsin's Fred Risser is the longest-serving state lawmaker in the country. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Fred Risser has been representing the city of Madison in the Wisconsin State Legislature since 1956. He loves this city, and he wants visitors to appreciate it in all of its beauty. And what better way to do that than to see it from the top of the state capitol dome?
And you're not even breathing hard, right?
I breathe hard, sure.
Risser was leading the way up 252 narrow metal stairs. The top flight rattled and swayed.
Okay, I really hate that.
We finally reached our reward.
We're at the top now. And as you look out here, you can see Lake Mendota on one side, Lake Winona on the other side.
After 56 years in office, Risser can probably identify every block, building, and tree from up here. But it's not just his long service that has woven him into the fabric of this place. It's his family. The evidence is downstairs in his office.
Well, I'm very proud of that picture on the wall. That's the four generations of my family that have served this area in the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Before Risser, there was his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather, who served in the legislature following the Civil War.
Well, let me be honest with you. I was born with a political spoon in my mouth. When I was born, I think my dad was district attorney. He was state senator for 12 years. As a kid, I used to help him campaign. I knew I had great love for my dad. I knew I was going to follow in his footsteps.
Here's what it was like when Risser was first elected in 1956.
I can remember when the legislature composed 100% of white males. There were no females. There were no minorities or diversity. In fact, they didn't even have a woman's John on the legislative floor. Of course, now much more diversified, which is good.
Other changes he finds are not so good.
The legislature is more polarized than I've ever seen it. There are more straight party line votes than there ever have been. You know, I can remember when the rurals would fight the urbans, or the eastern state part of the state would fight the western part, or the north would fight the south. But now it isn't that way. It's Democrats versus Republicans.
Nevertheless, Risser has no inclination to call it quits.
It's the most frustrating job in the world, but it keeps the adrenaline going. It gets you up in the morning. You learn something new every day. You see different people every day.
And all that seems to keep him feeling younger than 85, whatever 85 means. Risser says it's just a number, that there are many different kinds of ages, your mental age, your physical age, though most 85-year-olds are not riding 2,000 miles a year on their bikes, as he does. And he's kept the confidence of his fellow Senate Democrats to the point that they've elected him Senate president when they've had the majority. But Risser acknowledges there is one respect in which he's an old-timer.
I don't have Facebook pages. I don't tweet. I don't know how to text. I'm learning to use my iPhone a little bit, but I don't feel confident to use email. I'm from the old school. And I still write things down.
Apparently, you can get a lot done that way. Over the years, Risser has helped pass laws to curb smoking, promote women's rights, clean up the rivers, and increase mass transit. He also helped pass a bill to allow public employees to unionize.
And the bill that the governor gutted was one that I had helped put through 50 years ago.
In 2011, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker pushed through a bill rescinding most collective bargaining rights for Wisconsin state employees. It led to weeks of demonstrations in and around the Capitol.
Rico Walker! Rico Walker!
In fact, union supporters still gather in the Capitol Rotunda every day at noon and sing labor songs. Risser was one of 14 Wisconsin senators who left the state for 3 weeks to prevent a vote on the Walker bill. In this district, it made him a hero, and he's instantly recognized as he stands on a balcony overlooking the singers. They shout thank you. Risser smiles and waves.
Fred has become an icon. He has outlived being just a politician.
Former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earle still runs into Risser at political events around the state.
That inspires me because he still cares about who gets elected to the state Senate, who gets elected as our U.S. Senator, and he continues to show the flag.
Well, Fred is an institution within the institution.
Reporter Jeff Mayers heads the website WIS Politics. He's covered Fred Risser's career for 20 years.
He's still doing the work. If he weren't doing the work, I think somebody would be after him.
Are there people who were just breathing down his neck who would just love for him to retire?
Fred's outlasted them all. I mean, there's been many a state representative who's been in waiting, so to speak. They're all ready to go. Fred's still there. So I think anybody who's thinking of that is going to be waiting a long time.
Risser himself has a very simple explanation for his political longevity.
I have an intelligent constituency. They keep reelecting me.
They just did that again in November. It was easy, since Fred Risser was running unopposed. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.